Welcome to the sixth shiur in an advanced overview of Hilchos Bishul based on Rav Yosef Rimon Sefer Shabbos. In this shiur, we're going to discuss the concept of Hagasa, which literally means stirring. By the end of the shiur, you should be able to answer the following four questions. Is it permitted to stir a dish which is in a pot on the fire on Shabbos? Is it permissible to stir a dish after it was removed from the fire? Is it permissible to use a spoon to take things out of a dish which is currently on the fire? And finally, may you cover a pot which is currently on the fire and is not fully cooked on Shabbos. Hagasa means stirring or mixing food that's in a pot. The Gemara in Beit Zadav Lamed Daled Amud Aleph quotes a brisa which says, Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Echad Mevias Or. If one person brings fire, the Echad Mevias Eitzim, and a second person brings wood, the Echad Shleifis Sakdeira, and then another person puts the pot on the stove, the Echad Mevias Amayim, and then one puts water into the pot, the Echad Nesim Zeicha Tavlin, and another person puts spices or other foods into the pot, the Echad Megis, and then somebody else stirs the pot, Kulam Chayavim. So we see from this brisa that all the people who were involved in the cooking process are liable for the act of cooking. And we see for our purposes that the issue of Hagasa, that stirring, is going to be a biblical prohibition of cooking on Shabbos. But there are still a few points we need to clarify. The brisa spoke about a pot which is on the fire. So will there be an issue of Hagasa in a kliyushan which was removed from the fire? And also, is the prohibition of Hagasa relevant to something which has already been cooked, or is Hagasa only an issue for something which is not yet fully cooked? Let's begin by discussing a pot that was removed from the fire. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis discusses a pot which it calls a yoyre, in which you're boiling wool together with dyes in order to turn the wool into some other color. The Gemara in Hilchos Amud Beis learns that the Mishnah is dealing with a yoyre akura, meaning a pot that was removed from the fire. And nonetheless, the Gemara suggests the nechush shema megispa. We should be concerned that you might stir the pot. This implies that stirring the pot should be a problem even when you're removed from the fire. The question is, what's the issue of stirring the pot once you're removed from the fire? Rashi there in Dibra Maskel Megis explains Negis mehafichba u'mevoshol havei bishul, that stirring mixes the pot, and if you've been cooking, that will be considered cooking the contents of the pot. That's also how the Ramban understands, and the Rashba understands. Similarly, the Rashba writes u'meyahad deka'amrinon beyoyre akura v'tucha mashma da'afil be'akura ika mishumegis da'agasa beklirishin kibishul. For that which we said, that the Gemara is talking about a pot which has been removed from the fire, the implication is, even if you remove the pot from the fire, stirring it would still be considered cooking. In contrast, Tosfos Dibur Maskil Dilma explains that the issue is only tzoveya, meaning stirring the pot is not a problem of cooking the contents, but rather by stirring the contents of the pot, you're causing the dye to spread more consistently throughout the pot. So it's likely that Tosfos is saying this to the exclusion of Bishul, meaning if you stir a pot, Tosfos holds you won't be cooking the contents of the pot, but rather it would only be a problem if you had dye in your pot. So meaning if there was chalent in your pot or chicken soup in your pot, stirring it once it's off the fire would not be a problem. And that's how the Marsha understands Tosfos to be saying. The Marsha says, Vilma Megis Bavavitseveya. Tosfos told us that mixing it would be dying. Kaven the Maya Barkura, the Marsha says, since we're dealing with a pot which is not on the fire, Nir Luhu, Tosfos holds, the Lai Shaykh Mishum Mavashal Ella Mishum Seveya. That it's not possible that you could have an act of cooking here, but there would only be a problem of dying. And that all seems to be the implication of the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Gimel Halachah Aleph. There, the Rambam tells us, you can't put a shovel into a pot on Shabbos when the pot is on the fire. To take stuff out of the pot on Shabbos, because the shovel, presumably this is not talking about a snow shovel, the shovel in question is more along the lines of a ladle. Because by taking things out of the pot with this with the shovel, with this ladle, you're mixing the pot. And stirring the pot is one of the things that's necessary for bishul. So it emerges that by stirring the pot, you're like one who was cooked on Shabbos. So it emerges from the Rambam that the problem of magus is only an issue when the pot is on the fire. So to summarize, we have two camps in the Rishonim. Is magus, is stirring the pot while the pot's off the fire, a problem? According to Rashi, the Ramban, and the Rashba, stirring the pot is a problem, even when the pot's off the fire, because stirring the pot is going to hasten the cooking, is going to cook the things that are in the pot, even though the pot's not on the fire. Whereas, according to Tosfos and the Rambam, stirring the pot is a problem only if it's on the fire. But once it's off the fire, stirring the pot's not a problem. So what underlies this dispute? Simply speaking, hagasa, stirring, is forbidden because it speeds up the cooking process. So it's reasonable to suggest that the Rishonim are arguing, how does stirring speed up the cooking process? According to Tosfos and the Rambam, the stirring process brings part of the food closer to the fire, and that's what speeds the cooking process. Therefore, if the pot's not in the fire, there's no problem to stir it. In contrast, Rashi, the Rashba, and the Ramban all hold that the act of stirring the dish speeds up the cooking process, given that by stirring, the hot pieces touch and cook the cold pieces of the pot. So therefore, the prohibition would hold even when the pot's not in the fire. So now let's consider, is hagasa a problem by something that which is completely cooked? So the Ramban and the Rashba hold, there's no problem to stir something which is completely cooked. The Ramban and the Rashba asked, how is it possible to take something out of a pot which is off the fire? Shouldn't that be an issue of hagasa? One answer they suggest is that given that the dish is already completely cooked, there's no issue of hagasa, stirring it's not going to contribute anything. The Rashba writes, I can further say the cold bashal magus. Once something is cooked up to the threshold of ben drusoi, which for our purposes, let's say in this case, means once it's half cooked, the magus mishum mevashal hu mechayif. The kivin shigil meichel ben drusoi sulekam mishum mevashal. The Rashba tells us the issue with magus, with stirring, is only that it helps cook. But if something already hit Meichel Ben Drusoi, says the Rashba, it's considered cooked. So the fact that you're stirring it is not a problem. In contrast, the Kolbo holds that even if a dish is completely cooked, there's a problem of hagasa, of stirring, so long as the pot's on the fire. So the Kolbo writes, the Alkin Pashta Minog Binoshim Shenishnis Bechamin Mayim Shenis Bashlum. The prevalent custom is to put hot water into your chalent. Perhaps the idea is that the chalent is drying out, or you want the chalent to be a little more liquidy, so you'd be allowed to put hot water into the chalent. But you need to be careful not to put that water into the pot so long as the pot's on the fire. Because when you put the water in, you're going to stir it in order that the water mix in well into the chalent or into the soup. And we hold as the Kolbo, we rule that magus, that stirring, is an issue of cooking on Shabbos, even in a fully cooked pot, so long as it's on the fire. Finally, we have a most extreme position of the Mahari Vayil, who explains that hagasa is problematic in a fully cooked pot, even if the pot's been removed from the fire. He says, Kishemasirin kederim mina ish, lohoitzi maichel mi mena, ein lohagis ba bekath, davekim evashel, vechen risinoigin beves marizal. When you remove a pot from the fire and take food out of it, you shouldn't mix it because the mixing will be like cooking. These stringent positions of the Kolbo and the Mari Vayil, the Kolbo told us that there's a problem of hagasa, of stirring, even if a pot's completely cooked when it's on the fire. And the Mari Vayil said there's a problem of hagasa, of stirring, even if the pot's been removed from the fire and it's fully cooked. Both these positions seem a little bit extreme. After all, the thing is cooked. So if it's completely cooked, why should hagasa make a difference? And in fact, the Shaar HaTzion asks, V'le Eida Tam, I don't understand why it is that the Kolba and the Marivayel were so stringent. The Mai Adifa Gase Bishol Mamish. What does stirring add over just cooking the food? The Kol Peskim Moedim, the Mavush called Tzarka in Bishom Bishol. And all the Peskim would agree that if something is fully cooked, there's no problem to further cook it. So if that's the case, what's the issue with Hagasa? Why is Hagasa a problem? The Igris Moshe suggests that we can offer a technical answer for why the kolbo was so stringent. He says that the kolbo is concerned that there might be small packets within your dish which are not completely cooked. And by stirring the pot, you're going to cook those uncooked packets. Rav Rimon suggests an alternative explanation for understanding the machlokas between Rashi, Ramban, and the Rashba on the one hand, who think there's no issue of stirring once your dish is fully cooked, and the Kolbo and the Marivayel on the other hand, who think that there is an issue of stirring once your pot is fully cooked. He says there are two ways of understanding what it is that stirring accomplishes. One is that stirring speeds the cooking process. And that's how the Meiri defines it. He says, Kol shememar lefos elevashel kigoin boilel umegis bikderam. Anybody who speeds up the cooking or the baking process, like somebody who mixes or stirs the pot, is liable for cooking on Shabbos. The other way of understanding how it is that Hagasa, that stirring, works, is that it adds a new dimension to the food. Meaning, if you stir your pot's going to taste qualitatively different, or the contents of the pot are going to taste qualitatively different from how they tasted before the act of stirring. So according to the first explanation, that Hagasa is only about speeding up the process, it makes sense that we would only take issue with Hagasa before the bishul process, before the cooking process is ended. But according to the understanding that Hagasa is adding a new quality to the food, it would make sense that Hagasa could be a problem even if your food is completely cooked, because though it's completely cooked for having been on the fire, the act of stirring is going to add something new, and we would take issue with that. In summary, most opinions, as in the Rashi, the Ramban, and the Rashba, all hold that if something is completely cooked, Hagasa is not an issue. Whereas in contrast, the Kolba and the Marivayel hold that stirring is an issue even if something is completely cooked, and the Marivayel would say that stirring is an issue even if your dish is not on the fire. And it seems that the rationale for their shita, or the rationale for their position, is that stirring adds a new dimension to the food which it wouldn't get from just plain cooking. Now we should just add that there's an intermediate position which says that Hagasa is a Isser Derabanan, is a rabbinic prohibition of cooking. The issue would be that the rabbi said, don't stir a dish which is fully cooked, because that might lead you, or might lead others, to make the mistake of stirring a dish which is not fully cooked. Another possibility is that stirring a dish which is currently on the fire looks like you're cooking, even if it's the case that it's completely cooked, people will think that it's okay to cook on Shabbos. So we've discussed stirring, but how far does stirring extend? Is stirring just a prohibition to intentionally mix the contents of a pot? Or perhaps the very act of taking something out of a pot with a spoon or a ladle, which indirectly causes the pot to be mixed, would also be an issue of Hagasa? Which one is it? So the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph writes, Osur lahachnis magreif l'kedera b'shabbos v'yala eish, this is a Rambam that we've already seen. And the Rambam is telling us here that it's problematic to put a shovel, meaning a ladle or a spoon, into your pot on Shabbos when your pot's on the fire and take food out of it, because taking food out of it is stirring. And stirring is one of the requirements that's necessary in order to cook something, and it will emerge then if you've taken something out of your pot that you've cooked on Shabbos. So for the Rambam, it's pretty clear that not only is it problematic to intentionally mix the pot, but it's also problematic to use a ladle or a spoon to take things out of the pot. However, it seems that according to the Rambam, it's only an Isser Derabanan, it's only a rabbinic prohibition to do this, because he says it's kimivashal b'Shabbos, it's like you've cooked on Shabbos, but it would not actually be literal cooking on Shabbos. We should note also that the Rambam categorized this Isser in Perek Gimel, which is his discussion of the rabbinic prohibitions of cooking on Shabbos, and not the biblical prohibitions, which only show up starting in Perek Tes, in the ninth Perek of Hilchos Shabbos, according to the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah writes that, first of all, this is only an Isser Derabanan. And second of all, we shouldn't be concerned for the Rambam Shita. If something is mevushel kol tzarkei, if something is completely cooked, you would be allowed to take food out of the pot. He tells us, the Rambam only meant to say that it would be problematic to take things out of your pot if your dish is not completely cooked. Because if it were the case that your dish were completely cooked, it would be totally okay to put your dish back on the fire. The cave and chicane, since that's the case, there would be no concern to put in a shovel, to put in a spoon, to put in a ladle, if your pot's completely cooked. Avol, the enim of vushel, but if the contents of your pot are not completely cooked, vada yishlochu shadayte, would certainly be concerned for the Rambam's opinion, shekol she'en bagosa mamish chiyuv, hachnas samagrefa mutter, v'kol she'yesh bagosa chiyuv, osur lachnisa. Meaning to say, the Magen Mishnah is saying that the criterion for whether or not you're allowed to take things out of your pot using a ladle or a spoon is, would it be problematic to mix this pot? If it would be problematic to mix the pot, then it would also be problematic to take things out of the pot using a spoon. So if something is not completely cooked, it would be problematic to mix it because mixing it at the very least hastens the cooking. So similarly, you would not be able to take things out of it with a spoon. Whereas if something is completely cooked, and the agos of the stirring would not be an issue because the stirring is not adding anything to the cooking, according to most Rishonim, then taking things out of the pot wouldn't be a problem either. The Beis Yosef, however, quotes a more stringent opinion in the name of the Ran. The Beis Yosef tells us, Kosav HaRan beperek kama de Shabbos, the Ran wrote in the first parak of Shabbos, Dimikan l'ilfa sukudeir sheravirin mu'utochin, me'al gabi or, shekol shaloin nisbashal kamaychol ben drusoi, ein maitzin bekaf mehem. The nimtza megis, the ika mishum mevasha. So if you took a boiling pot or pan off the fire, and it's not completely cooked, it's not cooked kemeichel ben drusoi, then you wouldn't be able to spoon things out of the pot, because by spooning things out, you're indirectly stirring the pot, and thereby you'll be cooking. Avol klish nisbasha kemeichel ben drusoi, su lekel ameicha shlochi. But if you've cooked your dish up to Meichel Ben Drusoi, meaning that it's half cooked, then you took it off the fire, the Ran says there's no concern to spoon things out of the pot. So it comes out from the Ran that spooning things out of a pot which is not completely cooked would be considered Bishul D'Oraisa, would be considered a transgression of the biblical prohibition of cooking on Shabbos. That also emerges from the Rosh. He tells us, Afal pi shakurim in ha'ur, ba'oide reisachas, even though you've taken the pot off the fire while it was still boiling, hanegis ba hu mevashel, somebody who stirs it has cooked the pot. The kol shekein, and certainly she'asulachnis kapik deir ba'idal akira, you certainly would not be allowed to put a spoon into the pot while the pot is still on the stove. The Ravid, however, takes a totally lenient approach. The Ravid comments on the Rambam's prohibition to take things out of a pot on Shabbos using a spoon. The Ravid tells us, so the Ram went overboard. In that he forbade you even taking things out of a pot using a shovel / ladle spoon. Meaning to say, the Ravid says, I understand the Ram would say that it's problematic to mix the pot, but taking things out of the pot with a shovel seems over the top, and you should be able to spoon things out of the pot. We shouldn't be concerned for you to be mixing the pot and thereby cooking on Shabbos. Here again, Rav Yimon suggests that the argument between the Ravid and the Rambam might be contingent on whether you look at stirring as an issue of speeding up the cooking process or as adding something to the cooking process. If you say it's a function of heating up the stirring process, then the fact that you've put your spoon into the pot and moved the contents of the pot will in fact speed up the cooking process. Whereas if you say that it's about adding a new dimension to the food, for that you'd probably need to stir the pot a bit more, so putting your spoon in wouldn't be a problem, and that would ground the position of the Ravid. So thus far we've seen the issue of hagasa, of stirring, we've seen the Gemaras and the Rishonim, and we've also examined the corollary issue of hitzah bekaf, taking things out of a pot with a spoon. And before we go on to see the Shulchan Aruch and the Achronim and how they rule in the situation, let's briefly summarize. So question one, is there a problem to stir a pot which is not on the fire? According to Rashi and the Ramban, there is a problem with stirring a pot that's not on the fire. And the concern is that the hot food in the pot is going to touch the cold food in the pot, and the hot food will cook the cold food or the colder food. In contrast, the Rambam and Tosfos say that there's no issue of cooking when you mix a pot that's not in the fire. And their rationale is that stirring the pot brings food closer to the fire. But if your food's not on the fire, then nothing's been brought close to the fire. So there's no issue with stirring your pot. Now, what if the contents of your pot are completely cooked? Would there be an issue of stirring it? So the Ramban and the Rashba say there'd be no problem. And their rationale is that hagasa, that stirring, speeds up the cooking process. And once something's been cooked, there's no problem to further cook it. Ain bishlacher bishul. We say there's no issue of recooking. In contrast, the kolbo and the marivayel say that there is a problem to stir your fully cooked pot of food. And their rationale seems to be that hagasa, that stirring, adds a new dimension, adds new quality to the food. Is using a spoon to take things out of a pot, but not to stir, just take food out, would that be considered hagasa? Would that be considered indirectly stirring? So the most extreme opinion is that of the Ran, who says that spooning things out of your pot is biblically forbidden. And the idea would be that magus, that stirring, hastens cooking. So even though you're not intending to stir, the pot, you have stirred the pot and you've speeded up the cooking process. According to the Rambam, based on the Magen Mishnah, spooning things out would be rabbinically forbidden. And according to the Ravid, there's no issue with spooning things out, and the only problem would come if you actually stir. The rationale for both the Rambam and the Ravid, says Rav Yimon, is that the problem with stirring is that stirring adds a new quality to the food. By merely spooning out a piece or two of the contents of your pot, you're not doing enough stirring so that you'd add a new quality to the food. So why then would the Rambam tell us that it's rabbinically prohibited to spoon food out of your pot? Presumably because if people see using a spoon in your pot, they'll say, oh, I can spoon food out of my pot, so maybe I can mix it as well. So how do we paskin in the case of magus, in the case of stirring a pot, and in a tzoas kaf, with respect to taking a spoon out of a pot, or spooning things out of a pot? So the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Shini Duches, if Yud Ches writes, Ha'ilfis v'agdira, the frying pan of the pot, she'avirin mi'utochen mi'algabi ha'or, which you took boiling off the fire, imloin this bashlokal tzorkoi, ein meitzin mekaf mehem. If they haven't been completely cooked, you can't spoon things out of them. She'nimtza megis v'iko mishem mevashel. Because by taking things out of the pot with a spoon, you'll be stirring the pot, and thereby you will have cooked. V'im this bashlokal tzorkoi. But if the thing has been completely cooked, then mutter. It would be okay to spoon things out of the pot. So it comes out from the Shulchan Aruch that stirring a pot, which is, or stirring a food, stirring a dish, which is not completely cooked, would be biblically forbidden, even if it was removed from the fire. And furthermore, it's forbidden to spoon things out. The implication is that the prohibition to remove things from the pot with a spoon would be a biblical prohibition. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, V'ikam mishum mevashal, you have cooked. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that the only issue in the Torah, the only biblical prohibition, is actually stirring. Whereas spooning things out would be a rabbinic prohibition following the Magen Mishnah. When it comes to fully cooked food, the Shulchan Aruch permitted using a spoon to spoon things out of a pot which is not on the fire. However, he doesn't say whether the same would be true if the pot were on the fire. And he also doesn't tell us whether if there would be a distinction between spooning things out and stirring the pot. We saw that according to the Kolbo, stirring a pot which is on the fire is biblically prohibited, even if the food is completely cooked. From the Shulchan Aruch, however, it's difficult to discern whether he was concerned for the Kolbo's position. It seems, however, that the Beis Yosef was concerned for the Kolbo, in that the Beis Yosef would not allow you to stir a pot that's on the fire, even if the pot's fully cooked, and that's what most poskim say. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chazon Ish, the Chayyad, the Megas Moshe, all the major contemporary poskim, most of the major contemporary poskim, say that you should not stir a pot that's on the fire. When it comes to spooning things out of a fully cooked pot, however, that's on the fire, the Mishnah Berurah says that it would be permitted, following the Magen Mishnah. However, he then adds that the Eliyahu Rabba said to be stringent in this case, following the Kolbo. Similarly, the Chayi Adam and the Igros Moshe both rule that it would be forbidden to spoon things out of a dish which is on the fire, even if it's completely cooked, given that they're concerned for the position of the Kolbo, who says that stirring a pot that's on the fire would be biblically prohibited. And as a result, we should also be stringent for spooning things out of a pot, because spooning things out of the pot might be mixing the pot. In contrast, however, many Achronim, many Latter-day Decisors, were very lenient when it comes to spooning things out of the pot, even if the pot's on the fire. Vigle Tal, for example, writes that we shouldn't be concerned about the Kolbo's position that stirring a pot that's on the fire, if it's completely cooked, is biblically forbidden. And the only reason why we prohibit mixing a pot that's on the fire, which is completely cooked, is rabbinical, because it looks like you're cooking. Meaning, because when people cook, they stir the pot. And for that reason, spooning things out is not a problem. Similarly, the Chaznish writes, V'acharei shedas Ramban v'Rashba v'Rosh v'Ran. And given that the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, and the Ran all say, V'l'acher shebishel kol tzarkish ein bei mishum bishul, ein bei mishum megis, that once something is completely cooked, there's no concern of recooking it. Similarly, there's no concern of stirring it. V'amagin Mishnah pireish gam das Rambam king, efshel lakal badover. And the Magen Mishnah also explained that the Rambam holds this way, that there'd be no issue of stirring a pot. So therefore, we can be lenient. V'omnam. Bagosa mamash bizman shu alaish roi lifrish. But, says the Chazon Ish, with respect to stirring something on the fire while it's on the fire, you shouldn't do that. Acharei shel das Rambam, hi malocha deiraisa kfi mashapir shu kolben. Given that the Rambam thinks that it's a biblical prohibition. Bikomokan lito bekaf. Shurak midrabanon, when it comes to spooning things out, which would only be rabbinical prohibition, yesh lismich lahokel kishar peskim afiluk shual esh ukameshkas arrived. You can be lenient like the other decisors and spoon things out even when the pot's on the fire, like the Ravid wrote. Uv mishne brua kotsav hachmir lital bakaf calls man shuba ala esh af in this bashal called sarkei. And the Chazon Ish notes that the Mishnah Brura was said to be stringent and not spoon things out, so long as the pot is on the fire, even if it's completely cooked. V'nira debireitzel hashirak deirak shial kir shenigrufa shemisalka liuchalachzir v'in la'takana el little bakaf efshir lakel. So the Chazon Ish says we shouldn't just discount the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura, after all, was stringent. So all things being equal, don't spoon things out of your pot. When, however, would it be okay to spoon things out of your pot? So the Chazon Ish says, if there would be a halachic reason that you wouldn't be allowed to take your pot off the fire, then you would be able to spoon things out of the pot. And the reason being, because you're going to be prevented from keeping the pot warm, and that would diminish your oneg Shabbos, that would diminish your enjoyment of Shabbos, so in such a case, we're not going to be stringent to follow the Mishnah Berurah. What would be an instance that based on halachic grounds, you wouldn't be able to take your pot off the fire? If the stove is not grufa uktuma, if the stove, at least the contemporary times, is not covered, or if the knobs are not taped, which is something we'll discuss in the context of hachazara, of putting things back on the fire, but in any event, if your fire would be potentially adjustable, then you're not allowed to put your pot back on the stove. So in such a case, if you don't have a blech on, the Chazon Ish would allow you to spoon things out without taking the pot off the fire. Similarly, in Shot Oz Nidburu, he writes that if the pot is very heavy and it would be difficult to take it off the fire, you'd be allowed to take things out of it with a spoon without removing it from the fire. The Shotra of Pa'olim also says that you should try to refrain from spooning things out of your pot. But he's lenient in a case of tzorech mitzvah, in a case of a need for a mitzvah. Let's say you have a shever brachas going on, and you want to take food out of the pot, so there should be more food by the shever brachas. Or alternatively, there's going to be some lacking in oneg Shabbos, you don't have other food around, you would be able to spoon things out of the pot. This whole discussion that we've had about spooning things out of the pot pertains to when the pot's on the fire. But what about if the pot's already been removed from the fire? So we saw explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch would allow you to spoon things out. And the Mishnah Berurah thinks that even mixing the pot would be okay according to Shulchan Aruch. In contrast, the Ramah, following the Mari Vail, said, L'chatchila, ideally speaking, you should be stringent to not even spoon things out when the pot's not on the stove. The Ramah writes, in Siman Shin Yurches, if Yurches, U'lechatchila yesh li'zor af b'kideira b'chol inyan. Ideally speaking, you should be careful not to spoon things out of a pot in any event. So the Ramah effectively is a very big chumrah. The Ramah is very stringent. He's telling us that even if something is completely cooked, you wouldn't be able to spoon something out of a pot, even if it's been removed from the fire. But rather, you're meant to spill the contents of the pot into a bowl or some other utensil, some other vessel, some other plate, And only from there would you be able to spoon out or to stir. This is a very extreme chumrah. And the Mishnah Berurah there in Shin Yud Ches, Sivkatan, Kuf Kizayin, writes that we don't follow the Ramah. Even Ashkenazim will not follow this stringency. Mishnah Berurah says, V'ayin b'achroinim d'loyinai giron l'achmir b'zeh. The Achronim, the latter of the decisors, said that we are not accustomed to be stringent like this. The Be'emes ha'ikr k'meshik savad mitchila. The Mevosha called tzarka efi lohogis mutter. That if something is completely cooked, fundamentally even stirring is okay. And somebody who wants to be stringent should be stringent about actually stirring. But to spoon things out, there's no grounds to be stringent at all if it's been completely cooked and it's not in the fire. So if that's the case, it would emerge that even for Ashkenazim, if you have a pot that's completely cooked and it was removed from the fire, you would fundamentally be allowed to spoon things out of it. And in principle, you'd even be allowed to stir it. If you want to be more stringent, you'd make sure not to stir it, but it would be okay to spoon things out. So now, let's summarize. If you have a dish which is not completely cooked, you're not meant to stir it, mix it, or spoon things out of it, even if it's not currently on the fire. Similarly, you're not meant to stir a dish that's on the fire, even if it's completely cooked. When it comes to spooning things out from a cooked dish, svardim are lenient, and they can spoon things out even when the pot's on the fire. Whereas Ashkenazim won't spoon things out when the pot is on the fire, but will first remove it from the fire, and then will spoon things out. However, if there's a need, for example, if the pot's heavy, then even Ashkenazim would be able to spoon things out of a pot that's on the fire, so long as the pot is completely cooked. Rav Rimon notes that the issue of stirring and spooning out only applies to something that's a liquid medium. Let's say like a chicken soup or a meatball stew or cholent. There, the concern is that by mixing, you're going to be hastening the cooking process. However, if you're dealing with pieces of chicken or pieces of meat or kugel, which is in a pan on the fire, there'd be no issue spooning things out because thereby you're not causing the other pieces or the other food in the pot or in the pan or the dish to cook more quickly. Are you allowed to stir or spoon out water from a pot that's on the fire and it's just boiling water? The Shotav Nezer and Nigris Moshe both say that nothing is added when you mix a pot of boiling water. And also, as the pot boils, the bubbles are going to mix the contents of the pot. This is unlike a cholent or a pot of chicken soup, where your mixing actually redistributes the contents. However, the Ktzais HaShulchan of Chaim Noah, who is an important Lubavitch Plesek, rules that there is an issue even to stir or to ladle out boiling water from a pot that's not yet completely boiled. So, practically speaking, you would be able to stir this pot or ladle it out unless you're chayshesh, unless you're concerned for the psakim of Rav Chaim Noah. So let's briefly review. When it comes to stirring or ladling things out, how do we paskin? So for stirring, if the contents of the pot are not completely cooked, then whether the pot's on the fire or off the fire, it would be biblically prohibited to stir the pot. What if the pot's completely cooked and it's on the fire? So in such a case, stirring would be forbidden. And there it's a question about whether it's biblically forbidden or whether it's only rabbinically forbidden. And if the pot is completely cooked and is removed from the fire, then it would be permitted to stir it. However, one who wants to be stringent could be stringent. What about spooning things out? So if the pot is not completely cooked, whether it's on the fire or off the fire, it would be rabbinically forbidden to spoon things out. If it's completely cooked and it's on the fire, according to Avad Yosef, you would be able to spoon or ladle things out of the pot, but according to Ashkenazim, it would be rabbinically forbidden. However, the Chazanish tells us that in the case of need, you would be able to spoon or ladle things out from a completely cooked pot, even if it's on the fire. And finally, if the pot is completely cooked and has been removed from the fire, then it would be permitted to ladle things out of the pot, and there would be no grounds for stringency in such a case. With respect to agasa, stirring, there's one final scenario which needs to be addressed, and that is covering the pot. Because when you cover a pot, you cause the contents of the pot to cook more quickly. For example, if you're cooking a chicken soup, if you cover the pot, it'll cook in less time. So, in Siman Mereshin and Dalid and Siman Mereshin and Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch forbids covering a pot whose contents are not completely cooked, because putting the pot on will cause it to cook more quickly. Similarly, the Me'iri writes in the seventh parak of Shabbos, Kol shememar lefeis elavashal, whatever speeds the cooking or baking process, kigoyin b'ilunegis, like mixing and stirring, b'teir in a pot, emishem kis shogdeira, alagdeira, or covering the pot, chayiv mishum mevashal, falls into the prohibited category of cooking. Similarly, you should not remove the contents of an urn whose water is not completely cooked, because by removing water from the urn, you're going to cause the rest of the water in the urn to cook more quickly. Furthermore, you shouldn't move a pot that's on a plata, on a hot plate, or on the blech, to a part of the plata or the blech, which is hotter, because thereby, you're going to hasten the cooking of the contents of the pot. What about covering a pot that's on the fire, but the contents of the pot are completely cooked? So the Tzvi Shel Shabbos brings to the Gemara in Chulin that it would be problematic to cover a pot even if its contents are completely cooked. Because there in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Chesam and Beis, we see that covering a pot causes the contents of the pot to mix and for the taste to spread throughout the pot. So that would be just like Hagasa, just like mixing. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa all says you should be stringent to not cover a pot that's fully cooked and it's on the fire. However, Rav Chaim Noah, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and Rav Eliyashiv also you can be lenient in this case, and you can cover a pot that's fully cooked and is on the fire. The rationale is that the only reason to be stringent by covering a pot or by mixing something which is completely cooked and is on the fire would be to be stringent for the position of the kolbo. However, even if we follow the kolbo's chumra, the kolbo's stringency by mixing, it's difficult to extend the kolbo's chumra to covering the pot, which will indirectly cause the contents of the pot to mix. A final relevant issue that comes up by stews, meat stews, chalons, chicken stews, is what if your dish is completely cooked, but it has bones inside of it which are not completely cooked? Would covering the pot be a problem? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says it would be problematic to cover the pot, because by covering the pot, you're hastening the cooking, you're speeding up the cooking of these bones. Whereas Moshe Feinstein's lenient and says it would be fine to cover this pot with raw bones, because bones aren't considered food. In this case, Rimon says that since we have a machlokes achronim, a dispute between latter-day halachic decisors, it's best to follow the more stringent opinion and not cover your pot if you have bones which might not be fully cooked inside your pot. So this ends our shiur on magus. We learned the concept of magus means to stir, and that stirring a pot which is not completely cooked, or whose contents are not completely cooked, is problematic. And two extensions of this are that if the contents of your pot are not completely cooked, you would not be allowed to ladle things out of your pot, nor would you be allowed to cover your pot, because ladling out and covering hasten the cooking process. We learned that if your pot is on the fire, then stirring it's going to be problematic, but ladling out will be okay for Sfardim, and will be okay for Ashkenazim only if there's no other viable option. And finally, we learned that if the pot's off the fire, then ladling out the pot's contents is perfectly permissible.